With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump rallied supporters outside Detroit yesterday as he campaigns for a second term.
Crooked Joe is not working for you. He's working for himself because he gets a piece. Don't they have a little statement about him? You know, he gets a nice chunk out of everything. As President Harry Truman said, show me a man that gets rich by being a politician, and I will show you a crook.
Polls show Mr. Trump running ahead of President Biden, and Biden's approval ratings holding at less than 50%. The U.S. is analyzing intelligence that Russia has the capability of an anti-satellite weapon now. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The White House says there is no operational weapon and that such technology cannot directly cause physical destruction on Earth. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the threat is still troubling.
It could affect services here on Earth. There's no question about that. That's why we are taking this so seriously.
Kirby confirmed U.S. intelligence after the Republican head of the House Intelligence Committee issued a vague security warning about Russia this week. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Jordanian military says its forces have killed five smugglers who allegedly tried to bring drugs into the country from neighboring Syria. Four others, suspected smugglers, wounded, and large quantities of drugs seized in the incident that occurred early this morning. It vows to, quote, strike with an iron fist anyone who threatens Jordanian national security. A prominent human rights group says over 400 people have been detained in Russia over the weekend, paying tribute to opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died at a remote Arctic penal colony this past week. Two police officers and one first responder shot and killed early this morning, responding to a domestic abuse call in a Minneapolis suburb. This is SRN News. Religious persecution often takes the form of killing and wounding, but there's a lot more to it than that. In a growing number of places, Christians are being driven out of their homes because of what they believe.
We see trends of displaced people who are displaced for their faith. You see it in Armenia, where 120,000 Armenian Christians were pushed out of Azerbaijan just within a matter of days.
Dr. David Curry is president of Global Christian Relief.
You have India, which is really surprising, where you had over 62,000 people who, because they were Christian, attacked by extremist Hindu nationalist mobs, were pushed out of their homes.
Displaced people typically lose all their possessions and their jobs as they flee to distant areas, becoming refugees inside their own country. It is estimated that millions of persecuted Christians have been displaced around the globe. This is SRN News. There are gutsy athletes, and then there is a young man named Parker Byrd.
The East Carolina sophomore appeared in Friday's baseball season opening win against Rider. When Parker came to the plate, he took a called strike. Then he drew four consecutive balls and reached first base on a walk. At that point, he was pulled from the game as a pinch runner took over at first. So why in the world is this important? Parker Byrd was injured 2 years ago in a boating accident. He had part of his right leg amputated, and he now wears a prosthetic. Officials believe he is one of just a very few college athletes in history to compete with just one leg. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 18th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Yoko Ono. She is 91 years old. Opera singer Isabel Leonard is 42. This is SRN News.